We're all wired into a survival trip now. No more of the speed that fueled the 60s. Uppers are going out of style. This was the fatal flaw in Tim Leary's trip. He crashed around America selling consciousness expansion without ever giving a thought to the grim meat hook realities that were lying in wait for all the people who took him seriously. After West Point and the priesthood, LSD must have seemed entirely logical to him. But there's not much satisfaction in knowing that he blew it very badly for himself because he took too many others down with him. Not that they didn't deserve it. No doubt they all got what was coming to them. All those pathetically eager, acid freaks who thought they could buy peace and understanding for $3 a hit. But their loss and failure is ours, too. What Leary took down with him was the central illusion of a whole lifestyle that he helped to create. A generation of permanent cripples, failed seekers, who never understood the essential old mystic fallacy of the acid culture. The desperate assumption that somebody, or at least some force, is tending that light at the end of the tunnel. this terrible gibberish. Grim memories and bad flashbacks looming up through the time fog of Stanyan Street. No solace for refugees, no point in looking back. The question is, as always, now.
A little bit of this town goes a very long way. After 5 days in Vegas, you feel like you've been here for 5 years. Some people say they like it, but then some people like Nixon, too. He would have made a perfect mayor for this town, with John Mitchell as sheriff and Agnew as master of sewers.
And abused every rule Vegas lived by. Burning the locals, abusing the tourists, terrifying the help. The only hope now, I felt, was the possibility that we'd gone to such excess that nobody in a position to bring the hammer down on us could possibly believe it. I tried to put the top up for privacy, but something was wrong with the motor. Nothing worked. When I hit the air conditioner button, I heard a nasty explosion under the hood. The top was jammed about halfway up, but I decided to try for the airport.
Holy God! How'd this happen?
No, they beat the shit out of me. This is a terrible goddamn town for driving around in convertibles. But don't worry, I'm insured against all damages for only $2 a day.
I checked all my luggage through the chute.
All but the leather satchel, which was full of drugs. It felt very obvious. Amphetamine psychosis.
Paranoid dementia. There was a wave of ugly vibrations in the other passengers.
My head was so burned out that I wouldn't have cared if I had to climb aboard stark naked and covered by oozing shankers.
I was so far beyond simple fatigue that I was beginning to feel nicely adjusted to the idea of permanent hysteria.
I felt the slightest misunderstanding with the stewardess would cause me to either cry or go mad.
And the woman seemed to sense this.
Would you like some more cubes for your Bloody Mary?
She only seemed nervous when I pulled a grapefruit out of my satchel and began slicing it with a hunting knife.
I never go anywhere without grapefruit. It's hard to get a really good one, unless you're rich.
I wonder if she's already decided to have me taken off the plane in a cage when we arrive. I needed something for my nerves, so I reached for the amyls in my bag.
Oh, no. I can't sell those things except by prescription.
I know, but you see, I'm a doctor. I don't need a prescription.
I had to ask. We get all kinds of real freaks in this place.
Don't worry. I understand perfectly. I have a bad heart.
Certainly, I'll get them right away.
Just be thankful your heart is young and strong. If I were you, I would never...
Holy shit. What? Yes, you'll have to excuse me now. I feel it coming on.
I took another big hit off the amyl and my heart was full of joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger.
A man on the moon.
And just sick enough to be totally confident.
I want you to remember one thing. There won't be no year 2000. Not as we know it.